Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by SQ for a passed ball. Locke moves to second. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McDowell moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. SQ drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brinkman out. One out. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Ortega reaches second base with a double. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ortega scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 0 for 1 in the game. SQ takes first base on ball 4. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega has Hinton trapped. He runs over and tags Hinton for the out. SQ moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Houser takes first base on ball 4. SQ moves to third. McDowell moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brinkman out. Two outs. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ortega takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Ortega moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitfield moves to third. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito is hit by the pitch. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McDowell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe McCabe pinch hits for Phil Ortega. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe strikes out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Rijik now pitching. Don Blasingame now playing second base. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing second base. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland pinch runs for Frank Howard. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.